Food Matters with Aisling Larkin on Daisha Today.
Brought to you by Jack Malloy & Son Craft Butchers, Barrack Street, Waterford.
Aisling Larkin is here with me in studio. It's wonderful to see you, Aisling. Happy New Year to you and the family. And we'll talk about Christmas now in a minute and post-Christmas matters. And again, as I mentioned at the start of the programme, we've got a lovely sponsor for this programme, Jack Malloy & Son in Barrack Street, Craft Butchers. So thank you very much, Jack Malloy, for helping sponsor this particular item. How are you?
I'm great.
All good?
Great to be here on a bright sunny day in the beautiful Waterford. How proud are we?
Isn't that brilliant?
I genuinely am so proud. Like, I'm buzzing for it. I think it's just absolutely phenomenal.
The only place in Ireland to have been chosen.
Amazing.
Out of 52 places around the world. And we got number 30, which is not bad. But to get on the list at all is phenomenal. And it just goes, sometimes we take these things for granted.
Yeah, we do.
And we just have to sort of reappraise where we're going. We're going to talk about a thing that I hadn't heard of before. You sent me in a little blurb on this. Flexitarian.
Yes.
What is flexitarian?
Flexitarian. I have been, I suppose, eating in a flexitarian way for the last number of years, and I think it's becoming something that's, you know, we're hearing slightly more of. We were bombarded a couple of years back with veganism. Vegan, everything was vegan. Veganism, I'm being vegan, vegan, vegan. And for so many reasons, there's so many pluses to veganism, in terms of being planet conscious, sustainable, in terms of, you know, eating more plant-based whole foods. You know, there's so many good things. However, what we've found, I suppose, over the course of the last year or two is that people say, oh, I'm not a vegan anymore. It was too hard. It was too strict. And I suppose that word of restrictive comes into it. With so many, especially this time of year, so many fads, so many food plans, so many wellness diets, it's all this restriction. Nobody ever starts with, you can have more seeds and nuts. You can have more plants. You can't have butter, you can't have sugar, you can't have salt, you can't have, and it's like, oh my God. As soon as you hear the I can't, your brain automatically goes into defense and goes, I want, let me have. So we've got that control thing going on. So for some people, veganism can be that stretch too far. So I suppose, you know, flexitarianism is where we are eating as many plant-based foods as we can. And then when we choose to have beautiful dairy, fish, meat, eggs, cheese, we're having the best, most local, sustainable kind that we can have. So it's about quality when it comes to eating those products, but not that every meal is centered around those foods. So it's a way of, I suppose, a really good model, a visual for you, is if you imagine a plate, a dinner plate, get a black marker, draw a line down the middle, cut it in half, and then one half should be all fruit and vegetables. The other half should be your carbohydrates. And again, they've been vilified for years. Don't eat bread, don't eat pasta. Like, it's just madness. But if you are choosing carbohydrates, choose whole grains where you can. And then the final quarter of your plate is proteins. And again, plant-based proteins, but also animal-based proteins. So it's not that we have to give up any of these foods, but it's about choosing the best quality that we can when we do have them and savour and enjoy them.
So people listening to this, they'll say, okay, I'm making the dinner tonight. I'm making dinner for a family of two or three, or making dinner for myself and my partner. Talk to me about what they should be thinking about.
Yeah. I suppose, like, sometimes when I work with clients, so I do a lot of mindful eating and coaching and wellness coaching and stuff like that. And what I would do is sometimes we'll get the Sharpie and we'll actually draw it out on the plate. And we won't structure our meal that we sit down to the table to visually look like that. But what we'll do is we'll say, okay, you're going to the hob, you're going to cook dinner. Take this plate as your prep plate and set it up. So let's say I'm making a lasagna as an example. Spinach, tomatoes, mushrooms, carrot, courgette, my beautiful, you know, Irish beef. And then I've got my lasagna sheet. So I'm going to choose a whole wheat lasagna sheet, pasta sheet. And then I'm going to make up my sauce, which is flour, butter, milk and cheese. So already I've got my plate. But you can think, well, how are I going to get these veggies in? So your tomatoes are going to be your base. Your spinach will wilt down to nothing. Just chop it up. And then you're going to grate in your carrot, grate in your courgette. Mushrooms are full of umami and flavour. So they're a really good way to get in that depth of savoury flavour. You could use something like your grains, like lentils. So use 50% beef, 50% lentils in there. And if that was a stretch too far, you've already gotten five or six veggies in. So that's a really simple one as a way of a kind of a normal dinner that people would eat, something like a ragu, something like, you know, tacos as an example. You've got tomato, cucumber, you've got your lettuce, you've got your sour cream, you've got your beautiful mince that you've fried off, you've got your tomato salsa, you've got your corn tortillas. You know, we've an Irish company who are making them at the moment and they're gorgeous. So it's about looking for that way. So there are clever ways to do it.
You have a little thing here in front of me, and I suppose the important thing is mindful eating is bringing a non-judgmental awareness and curiosity to the present moment of eating. And I like that word, curiosity. It's something that I haven't thought about before. So somebody is, and I'll see it myself. I'm going down the aisles and I'm looking at things and I'm seeing lentils and I'm seeing different types of beans. And I'm going, I haven't cooked with those before, but let's be curious about it. Let's ask ourselves the question, okay, just get a packet of them.
Yeah.
Get a tin of them. Let's see if I can do something with it.
Absolutely. And there's, it's amazing as Irish people, that place of beans and grains. You know, the Italians really embrace lentils, you know, cannellini beans, all of these types of beans. And, Middle Eastern cookery, chickpeas, lentils again. And we're not great at it here. It's kind of, we're taking that leap. It has to be really, really simple. Up on the website, ashlinglarkin.ie, I have andouille, which is this kind of spicy sausage. But I basically use that, so a little bit like chorizo for all the world. A tin of cannellini beans. So when we eat baked beans, like lovely tin, you know, tin of beans, that's cannellini beans. So just buy your tin of beans. So a lot of people are put off by a packet of dried beans because how do I cook them? Do I have to soak them? Do I use salt? I heard something about baking soda. That's a step too far. So buy them pre-cooked, rinse them because they come in salty water. So always just rinse them. And then in a pan, I basically put a little bit of tomato puree, a little bit of chili flakes or your andouille, whichever you want, smoked paprika, toss those beans in, tiny little drop of cream in there, grated cheese on top. That is beans on toast like you've not tasted beans on toast before. And it's delish.
Pronounce it again, andouille.
Andouille.
I say nandouille. Yeah, nandouille.
Andouille.
It's like Jewelipa. 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 That Jewelipa song is just feckin' brilliant. What have you got for me?
I've got loads of lovely stuff for you. And I suppose it's very much based on the foods that we've been talking about. So it's that flexitarian, plant-based. Porridge. This time of year, everybody loves a bowl of porridge. It's lovely. It's creamy. Now, I'm going to tell you, and I know we've kind of spoken about this a little bit before, when it comes to when I would work with my clients, it's not just a one plan fits all. You know, you get one off a personal trainer or you join a club of some descriptions. Here's a meal plan. Everybody follow it. Like, that makes no sense. And when it comes to the mindful eating, it's very bespoke. You've got to work with people's triggers. Like, we're all triggered to eat in certain ways, and a lot of times we eat mindlessly, whereas where we don't bring that curiosity to it, we don't bring that awareness to it. So all I'd ask is that you bring in awareness. As soon as you go to the fridge and you open the fridge, why are you opening the fridge? If you're going to the biscuit press, why are you there? Am I there because I'm lonely? Am I there because I'm bored? Am I there because I'm frustrated? Am I there because I'm doing a presentation and I'm working from home and I'm about to lose my mind here. I need some sort of a distraction. So we all eat for fuel and for joy, but sometimes we eat not for those reasons. And it's about tackling that issue. What is that reason that I'm eating? Why am I here now? So a really good tip, right, for everybody at home is close your fist, hold your fist over your stomach. So your stomach is kind of up higher slightly than we think. Just close your eyes and just think for a second. Just take a pause. Just take a breath. Make space in your brain just for a second. You're worth a second. And just go, on a scale of 1 to 10, how hungry am I right now? 10 being the most hungry I've ever been. 1 being, I am not hungry at all. I'm stuffed. I just had my lunch. And you kind of go, okay, God, do I have any of those little gurgles? Any little gnaws of hunger? Can I feel any hunger right now? And for me personally, I can't feel any hunger right now.
No.
I'm not hungry. So why am I eating?
Why did I put the fist up against
because
my tummy there?
It's just a little visualization tool to kind of go, that's where my stomach is.
Yeah.
Plus, your fist, your closed fist, is the same size as your empty stomach.
Oh.
It distends to 2 litres, but actually visually, to fill yourself, that's as much as you need.
Okay.
So it's really, really interesting. And if you did that
every
time.
Never heard that before.
Yeah, before you eat. So I trained as a mindful eating coach back in
a
company
big fist
in the States. You do. So, and you've
big
you've
tummy.
Big tummy, bigger than mine. So it's
suck my tummy in.
Proportions as well. But it is about.
That's good.
Just, yeah, it's the awareness.
Okay.
Give
so people just
pause.
Think that. Close your eyes. Yeah. Put your fist up to your tummy.
Yeah.
Deep breath in. Suck in your tummy. Suck in your chest. Deep breath out and just feel it and just think, am I hungry?
Yeah. And if you're not, then your next question is, what am I? You know what, I'm angry at an argument or got a really crappy email there a minute ago and I'm not happy.
Okay.
And that's why I'm just, so do something else. Go for a walk, distract yourself, you know, send a text message, go out to the garden for 5 minutes, listen to the birds, do something.
Drink a glass of water.
Exactly. So we call it surfing the urge. So it's basically where you just
surfing the urge.
90 seconds. So almost like cravings. They'll come at you like a wave at about 90 second intervals. So if you can ride out the worst, the peak of that craving is going to last for about 90 seconds.
Okay.
And if you can just get yourself out of that situation for 90 seconds.
90 seconds.
You have a much better chance of going, you know what, I won't have the chocolate biscuit or I won't have the whatever. So Foods to nourish you while you're eating
foods
well.
Foods to nourish you.
Yes. Porridge is the first one. So I have made us a batch of really delicious creamy porridge here. A lot of us will take porridge and we'll just pop a little bit of honey on it or something like that. So what are we going to do to make it? Every single dish you're going to eat, think this year, I want to make it more nutrient dense. It's not about calories, it's making it a bit more nutrient dense.
We're going to pimp up our porridge.
First thing I'm going to do, I have these milled seeds, flax seeds, linseeds. Just a tiny little sprinkle of them mixed in. But immediately, you are getting extra fiber in here. You're getting extra good fats for your brain, for your eyes, for all of that stuff. We want to keep fuller for longer. Some people will tell me, Aisling, I eat my porridge, but I'm hungry an hour later. If you're making your porridge in water, then you are going to be, because it's a carbohydrate. It breaks down. Even though it's a slow release, it does break down. So you're going to have this sugar peak and a crash. So you've got to add protein to keep you fuller for longer. So a big dollop of Gut Health Kefir Yogurt. This is an Irish company, Irish Yogurts Clonakilty. If you make it on milk, your porridge on milk, then you're getting your protein in. But this is just an extra dollop. And then for a little bit of your, so we always talk about eating the rainbow. We should try to eat 30 plants in a week, which is actually not as difficult as you think. Three simple things there. You've got your seeds, you've got your Greek yogurt, you've got your berries. Like, that's all I'm doing. Can be done in, what, 10 seconds. But it just makes your porridge so much more nutrient dense. It's going to keep you fuller for longer. When we say eating the rainbow, we're talking about getting in all those antioxidants. Those antioxidants basically take down any inflammation in your body. They take away the free radicals, and they're the ones that lead to the harm and the damage in the long term. So it's a really easy way of doing porridge.
So I'm going to have a little taste of this now. So just remind our listeners, what have we got in here again?
So we've got our porridge. We have our Greek yogurt, which has kefir. So again, it's good for gut health. So you're ticking that box. We've got our immune boosting seeds. And then we have our blueberries, which are our polyphenols and our antioxidants. And we're getting our Eat the Rainbow. So we're getting all those little trace minerals in there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's lovely.
Isn't it?
Mm.
It's just, but it's just, it's so simple. It's going to keep you fuller for longer. And I just think it's a, they're easy. And those milled seeds, you can buy branded ones or you can buy the non-branded ones. They're not expensive. Like, $2.50 will buy you a bag of them. I would mix them into my brown bread when I make my brown bread. I'll always put them in my porridge. And I've made us a beautiful green juice this morning and I left it at home in my freezer. I am devastated. But the recipe again is on my website. It was spinach, it was kiwi, it was cucumber, it was again this kefir yogurt. And when you buy your product, that's what I hate. I hate if you buy it for one recipe and it's sitting in the back of the fridge for the week. So when I do tell you to buy things, I use it in everything then and just use it up. So there was a little bit of the yogurt in there, a little bit of avocado, and I put the seeds in. So again, it's a really filling one. We're moving on to lunch.
Okay, lunch, here we go.
Grains. We were talking about grains. A lot of times people ask me, and actually I eat couscous. I'll have couscous. Couscous is the equivalent of white bread. All right? And like, we may call that as it is today. It is the equivalent of white bread. You want grains that are things like quinoa, amaranth, spelt, brown rice. A lot of the supermarkets are selling pre-cooked pouches. So if you don't want to go again to the bother of cooking your grains and washing sauce, just buy the pouch. There's sunflower seeds, quinoa, brown rice. So that's this one. So this is made with a pouch. And then what I did every Sunday, I do online Sunday cook club and I roast off a batch of vegetables. Sweet potato, butternut squash, peppers, courgettes. Leave the skin on them, olive oil, two secrets, garlic powder, onion powder. Sprinkle them over, cook them for longer than you think. So you're talking a good hour and 10 minutes. Let them go jammy and squidgy and delicious. So what I've done is I've took my grains, I've tossed them with my roast veg, a little bit of feta and fresh herbs. If you're watching the calories, watching the salt, watching the sugar, by adding in dill, parsley, chives, mint, you are boosting that flavour so much for free, essentially, because they're only goodness in them. And you're roasting the veg, you've got that caramelisation, you've got the sweetness, you've got that little bit of savouriness. And what's lovely is a little drop of apple cider vinegar and a little bit of olive oil over the top. All your good fats, good for gut health, fibre keep you fuller for longer, and it's really tasty.
Oh, that's delicious.
That crumble a bit of chicken in there, a tin of tuna in there. So it's easy. It has to be, like, wellness has to be simple, basic and easy if we're going to adopt these new habits, I think, which is really, really important.
That is really delicious. Again, all these recipes are on your website.
Last one. Delicious homemade brown bread that I get such a brilliant response from every single time I talk about it on this show. So it is 350 grams of wholemeal flour, 100 grams of oats, 100 grams of white plain flour, two eggs, buttermilk, vegetable oil and treacle. And then I put my moon boosting seeds in here as well, which is lovely. So we are talking good fats. We're not getting enough good fats. So what I have is smoked mackerel, really sustainable Irish fish. I basically take 250 grams of smoked mackerel, mix it with a 200 gram thing of cream cheese, blitz it up in your food processor. That's it. And I will happily have that for my breakfast two mornings a week. Just on a little bit of sourdough or on a little bit of brown bread, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Good fats again from your avocado.
And you're putting avocado on it, and you've a little bit of beetroot.
Yep. So beetroot smoked mackerel will work really well. So imagine if you're working from home today and you want to make yourself, like, how quick is this? A really, really quick lunch. Just do that little bit of prep. Get your smoked mackerel patty made. Make your brown bread. And then there's your lunch or breakfast, which is like really, really delicious. I just think it's lovely. One of the things, I mean, it's a great little wellness tip, isn't it, for this year. If you swapped to just making one loaf of brown bread a week, the difference you would make to your family in terms of fibre, in terms of those good fats. And it, my, honestly, my recipe, I do it normally when I'm like doing homework with the kids or I'm tidying up after dinner. Once you have the six ingredients in, that's it. It's in the oven, it cooks in an hour and it's done. How's that? Isn't it lovely?
I'm sorry, I can't talk.
It's delish.
Oh my goodness.
There's so much flavour in that, isn't there?
Yeah. So we've got the brown bread. We've got the smoked mackerel kind of pate type of spread on it. No butter, so you don't need butter. We've got a little nicely beetroot finely sliced, a little bit of avocado. There's just a really lovely taste out of that.
Yeah. And it's just a clever combination of flavours.
Oh, yeah.
Again, all of that good fats. You're getting a lot of times as humans, if you're told to go on a diet, you're eating a lot of foods that are maybe more bitter than normal. Broccoli, kale. You lose the creaminess because creaminess usually means fat. But we're getting the creaminess from good fats here, from the avocado. You get the little bit of tartness from the beetroot. And by the way, that's vac-packed beetroot that you buy in any supermarket. Yep. I didn't roast it myself or anything. And with mackerel, a lot of people listening would be like, oh, Jesus, I wouldn't eat mackerel. Oh, I don't like the taste of that at all. Doing it this way, yeah. I, you know, it totally, visually, you don't see that it's
no,
mackerel.
No, you don't. Absolutely. That's like a spread. That's just like a buttery kind of a creamy spread.
Exactly.
There is a fish taste off it, which is not overpowering in any way. I could imagine there'd be no smell around the kitchen or anything like that. It's just lovely.
Yeah, it's a really lovely one. And we do need to start eating more savoury style breakfasts, you know, where we're not relying on this sweet sugar hit all of the time.
It's so easy for people to throw a bowl of
cereal
and it's full of sugars.
I know.
Absolutely full
of sugars.
It
really is. And we're just, it's one of my pet peeves is that box of breakfast cereal. And like we do at home with the shredded wheat, there's the Weetabix, there's the porridge, and we try and alternate. But I will try, particularly for the kids, to alternate the eggs in between like two mornings a week, or the brown bread with the chia jam and the peanut butter. That's a real staple in our house. And the chia jam is a big game changer as well, because it's like jam is 50% fruit, 50% sugar, whereas the chia jam is one of your bags of frozen mixed fruits from the supermarket, your chia seeds and your water. You just put it in a saucepan, boil it up, and then it goes thick. And my kids do not know the difference
anymore.
So
there's no processed sugars in it.
Nothing.
It's just natural sugars from
the frozen
fruit.
A little bit of honey or maple syrup if you want, but like 50 mils for the whole big jar of it.
I didn't know that.
That on rye bread, if you wanted to do a big swap, or my brown bread. So we normally have my brown bread, the chia jam, the peanut butter, the one with no palm oil, a couple of raspberries on top. There is so much fibre in that, it is going to set you up for the day.
Brilliant advice. Absolutely brilliant.
Thank you.
Aisling, thank you so much. Thanks for bringing in that food. Thanks for preparing it. And what have you got there?
They're my natural treat bars.
Oh, no.
I'll leave you those
no.
for a cup of tea later.
No.
They are fantastic. Almonds, oats, nut butter, covered in dark chocolate. If you're a person who loves a treat, a little treat with a cup of tea, that's the one. Fabulous.
Aisling Larkin, all the recipes via your Instagram page, aisling larkin.ie.
That's
good
it.
To talk to you. Looking forward to the year
Great
ahead.
Great to be back.